What is your God's name? Part 32. Dan is Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashuan, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book which is related to the study, What is your God's name? Please contact us at our WhatsApp number. Oh, that's a South Africa international code +27 072 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. You are very welcome. But please, you need to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications for the different studies in English which you are busy with. We also have different studies in Afrikaans. It's also very important to share the link with your friends and family in order for them to receive the notifications. Make sure that you have at least a 611 King James Bible, pen and a writing pad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any of the following people, groups, any Messianic groups, the Israel Religious groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, any church, denomination, or organization. We are instead an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning worldwide. Hallelujah. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. It is not the 1902 emphasis corrupted Bible. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua. The name of God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name of the Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvists and not as Christians. We will continue. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahashua. Now, it's also important to wash my hands. Now, the importance of worshipping in the original Hebrew sacred names. There's the importance of that, because there's power in that. It says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, from the Father, coming down from the Father of light, that is Yahweh El Elohim, with whom is neither alteration nor shadow cast by turning. The question is, would Yahweh have changed his names? Would Yahashua, when he was on earth 2,000 years ago, change his names from Yahshua or Yahashua to Jesus? Would he have done that? When he came into the world, never. He would have never changed his name. That was his name. Why would he change his name? Would he have dismissed his covenant and his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by accepting the name Jesus? Never. Would he eventually avail and negate his argument with Moses, his agreement with Moses, his prophets and his priests, his kings, the Levites and his people of Israel? Never. Why? For I am Yah, or Yahweh your Father, correctly written, I do not chase. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob, according to Malachi 3:16. The next question is, would he, after thousands of years, negate and ignore his language, which in fact was and is his own language, and covenant to the Greek language, causing the writing of the so-called New Testament. Never. He would never have done it. He, Yahweh our Elohim, has established specific ways with his people, that's Israel. He has instructed his priests, prophets, and people in the way of truth. He instructed them in the way of truth, in which he expected to be worshipped in his temple. He gave different rules and regulations. Is this to be ignored now, even this year 2024, while embracing a new so-called Greek culture in the worship of the Almighty? Never. He would never have done it. So why has it happened? The truth of all, the truth from Genesis to Revelation was, and still is, centered into the expected eternal one, Yeshua, who has come as our Redeemer and shall return as the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Kings and Redeemer. Yahushua never was outside the borders of Israel during his journey on earth, as far as we know. According to the scripture, we don't find him in Greece. We don't find him in Italy, in the surroundings of Jerusalem, Judea. You don't read anywhere where Yahushua ever went outside his borders. Neither were there any agreements between him and any other nations such as the Greeks. Listen to this. He has not forsaken his people or their original language as far as the meaning of names and laws are concerned. Never. Never. The name Isis or Jesus has no relation to the concept of redemption or salvation, such as it is clearly depicted in the eternal name Yahushua. Isis is the sun god, and that's what the Roman Catholics call Yahushua for 1,500 years after they first translated the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, into Greek. Isis could never have been El with us. I don't hear. Isis could have never been El with us. Neither could it be Yah, my salvation. Could never be. Now, it's very important, if you have the book, you would have seen that the word Yah is spelled with a J. J-A-H. Yah, my salvation. Why Yah? Because Yah comes in the 1611 King James Bible with a J. Not with a Yah, with a Y. Note the spelling of the word Yah with the letter J and not the letter Y as in Yahvah. Y-A-H-V-A-H. Where do we get it? The tetragrammaton. Yod, hey, faf, hey. Faf is a V. Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yahvah. Yahvah. That's how his name is. Ni Yahvah. I hear people call him Yahvah. It's not Yahvah. There was no W in the ancient original Hebrew language. As this study progresses, we will discover the lies which have been created over many centuries. As we continue, we will find that some scriptures have previously been referred to certain important points already. Again, I need to draw your attention to these scriptures because it shall form part of the spine, the backbone of the study. When reading, you shall find most scriptures are from the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. As we study the following scriptures, we need to place ourselves in a position to answer every question in order to experience the full impact of these scriptures in our lives. So when I'm going to read certain scriptures as a person, a student, somebody, You need to place yourself in the position and answer it for yourself. Proverbs 30 verse 4. Now you've got a seatbelt, you better fasten one now. Because this is a scripture that can make you fall out of your chair. Proverbs 30 verse 4. Who had ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Our Creator. Who had gathered the winds in his fist? Our Creator. Who had bound the waters in his garments? Our Creator. I say Creator or our Father. Who has established all the ends of the earth? Again, our Creator, stroke our Father. Now the question, what is his name? Because his name is not Creator or Father or God or Lord or Yahweh. That's not his names. Because these are all Greek names that was translated many years after Yahushua wandered the earth. What is his name, the Creator's name? Now listen to the next question. And what is the name of his son? So already King Solomon knew that Yahweh had a son. He says, what is his name, the Father or the Creator's name? And what is the name of his son? If thou canst tell. Other scripture says, if you know. What is his name and what is the name of his son, if you know? It is important to know that the people of the Most High should know his name. Hallelujah. The Bible says you pray and you receive not, because you are praying in the wrong names. It's important to know that the people of the Most High should know his name. As shown in Isaiah 52 verse 6. Listen to this. My people, even in this 21st century, shall know my name. The prophet didn't say it, perhaps, maybe, probably. No, he said, they shall know my name. Who? The Father's name. How many people in this world today, even in 2024, know the original Hebrew sacred name of Yahweh El Elim? How many people know? He says, my people shall know my name. But the church has taught us that the Bible says that it's a sin to call him by his name in the Old Testament. No. That was caused by the rabbis and all these. Yahushua wanted his people to know his name. And that's why he sent his son, Yahushua, to come and reveal the Father's name through his son, Yahushua, because they have the same name, Yahweh, and the son is Shua, Yahushua, S-H-U-A. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. Shua is Redeemer and Savior, Yahushua. My people shall know my name. Again, I want to emphasize, the prophet did not say perhaps, maybe, probably. No, he said, they shall know my name. I want to ask a question. By which name do you know him? Yahweh, God, Jesus, Lord. They're all created from Greek names. Like God came from Kyrios, Theos. Yahweh was only created in the 16th century. Isis was the sun, the Greek sun god, like Ra and Zeus. Isis became Jesus, which was a Roman god, which was actually a Greek god, but the Romans adapted it all the Greek gods, the sun god. They changed the name Yahushua when they translated to the Bibles, the four Gospels, between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua. They changed it from Yahushua and they made it Isis. Until the 16th century, then only was the letter J created. And because of the letter J, they could create the name Jesus instead of Isis. But the word Isis for 1,500 years was used by the Roman Catholic Church referring to Yahushua. By which name do you call him? In what name do you pray? Now the question, are all your prayers answered? The Bible says you pray and you receive not. You pray and you receive not. You receive not. Why not? Because you pray in Baal names. You pray in Baal names. You pray in names that he does not even know. That he doesn't even function in. So when we look at the name of Yaffa, we understand that Yaffa is the Father's name. Yaffa is the Father's name. And the Son's name is Yahushua. We know that according to the ancient original Hebrew, the Torah, whenever the name Yah was spelled, it was always spelled with a letter J. Letter J. We already know that the letter J, when it was spelled in the Torah, it was spelled with a letter Y. Y. The letter J did not exist until the 16th century when it became the way which they created it to cause the name Yah, Jesus or Jesus. The full name of the Son's name in Isaiah 42 verse 8, as he says, I am Yaffa, that is my name. Make a note. I am Yaffa, that is my name. Isaiah 42 verse 8. See Jeremiah 16 verse 32 for your own study. Jeremiah 16:21. Jeremiah 16:21. Psalms 83 verse 18, Psalms 83 verse 18, and Ezekiel 39 verse 7. Whenever the title Lord in capital letters occurred in the scripture, it has been substituted from the original name Yaffa El Elohim. When you see the name L-O-R-D capital letters, it's because the name of Yaffa in the Old Testament and the New Testament was always written in capital letters. The name Yahushua, capital letters. The second name originates from the Hebrew words Yah, it's an A-A-Y-A-H, and Yahafa, A-A-V-A-H, meaning to exist. The existing and everlasting one, hence Yaffa, the Most High. This is very interesting. Interesting. Sure, the title or term means Savior, Deliverer, and Powerful. Hallelujah. Sure, He's our Savior, Deliverer, He's powerful. The Son says, I've come in my Father's name, according to John 5 verse 43. According to John 5 verse 43. I've come in my Father's name and you accept me not. If another has come in his name, him will you accept. This part, what's the Father's name? It's Yaffa. Yaffa. If he came in his Father's name, which means he had his Father's name, the Son's name must surely then be Yaffa, sure. What else can it be? The Father's name also means Yaffa Savior. Yaffa Savior. The Son is therefore called Yahshua. He has a name as his Father, Yaffa, and became our Shua, which means our Redeemer and Savior, who is powerful. Hallelujah. He's what? He is powerful. When referring to the Greek name Jesus, he is called Yeshua. When we refer to the Greek name Jesus, we call him Yeshua. Hallelujah. When called upon the full name, he is called Yahshua. I prefer the full name, Yahshua. When you call his name Yeshua, and in the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, there's quite a few times when he is called Yeshua, not the full name Yahshua. Because the three letters YAH, it's Yah, like in Hallelujah, the song, Hallelujah. Yah, always capital letters in the word Hallelujah, the last three letters. And it's not a J-A-H, it's a Y-A-H. So, Hallelujah means praise unto the Father, Yaffa, the creator of heaven and earth. And when you say Yahshua, you use the same Yah, the Father's initials, the first three letters. Your Yah is a shortened form of Yaffa, but it's exactly the same name. So you can call his name Yahshua, Father's Savior, Father's Redeemer. Why? He sent him as our Savior. He sent him as a Redeemer. And he performed in his Father's name. Acts 4 verse 10 to 12. Acts 4 verse 10 to 12. Let it be known unto you all, and to all of the people of Israel, that by the name of Yahshua, by which name? The name of Yahshua. In your 1611 it was saying the name of Jesus, of Nazareth, whom ye has crucified, whom Yaffa our Elohim, it will just say God in the 611, raised from the dead, even by him that Yahshua, doth this man stand here before you all. Hallelujah. His name is Yahshua. Verse 11. This is the stone. This is the stone, Yahshua, which was set at night of your builders, which is become the head of the corner. He's become the cornerstone. Hallelujah. Who? Yahshua. Listen to verse 12. Neither is there salvation, neither is there salvation in other name, but Yahshua. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's not Profanus that sees it. This is the scripture speaking for itself. What do? I only interpret the scripture. Hence Yahshua the Savior, salvation name, according to the Acts 4 verse 10 to 12, created it from the name Yahshua. Yahshua, Yahshua, you can call him Yahshua if you want to. I prefer the name Yahshua, the salvation name. When we study the following scripture, it is necessary to note that every time when the scripture refers to the name Yahshua or Yahshua, it refers to the name of the Son of Yaffa, El Elim. Hallelujah. Yahshua. Contracted Yahshua is a salvation's name according to Acts 4 verse 10 to 12. We just studied it. There's no other name, for there is no one other else salvation, from neither is there any other name under the heaven which has been set forth among men, whom in this 25th century must be saved. Acts 10 verse 43, make a note, Acts 10 verse 43, this is getting interesting, eh? Verse 43, unto him Yahshua, to all the prophets ye witness, that remission of sin is to be received through his name. Remission of sin is by which name? the name Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The name Father, Son, Acts 28, 19. Go baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's titles. Father is not a name, and Son is not a name, and Holy Spirit is not a name. The Father's name is Yahweh. The Son's name is Yahushua. And the Holy Spirit is the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why Yahushua said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. We are one. We are one. I want to read verse 43 again. Acts 10, 43. Unto him, Yahushua, look on my fingers, do all the prophets bear witness that remission of sin is to be received through his name. The name Yahushua, by everyone that believeth in him. And I want to say, even in this 21st century, Yahushua, Yahweh our Elohim, send his son Yahushua to be our salvation according to. So the son became what? Our salvation. John 3:16. For Yahweh our Elohim. And this is the most quoted scripture in the Bible. For Yahweh our Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him, that's Yahushua, should not perish, but have eternal life. According to the Bible, there is no other name by which men on earth can be saved. There's a name, but the name is Yahushua. There's no other name. You can call him what you like. You can call him Jesus. You can call him Jesus. You can. Now, what about the people who died that never heard about the name Yahushua? Like my father, who was a student of the word all his life. Are they going to hell because they didn't know the name Yahushua? No. No. There were people like myself. When, for most of my life, it's only the last 12 years that I came to the revelation name. But the other 60 years of my life, I was taught that his name is Yahushua, that his name is Jesus. And God, on the end of the day, was called Yahweh, or Father, or Lord, or God. It took a paradigm shift through the Ruach HaKodesh for me to have my eyes open to understand the name. So are all these people going to hell because they never worship in the name? Because the scripture said there's no other name given in heaven and in earth by which man can be saved. Can the Bible lie? No, he can't lie. So what do you do with the scripture? Well, you see, the guy on the cross, there was two sinners on the cross. The one on the left hand was making a joke, and he says to Yahushua, if you are God, release us from the cross. The other one says, Yahushua, would you bear mercy on me? And what does he say? Today you will be with me in paradise. Did this person, that he had a moment where he could have been immersed in the name of Yahushua? No. But he made paradise, and paradise is in third heaven. So he made heaven. So my father, my grandfather, your people, those who worship in the name of Jesus and God and Lord, we didn't know. We didn't write the Bibles. It was given to us by the Catholics. And the Protestantism was created by the Catholics. So what did we learn? What did we learn? They are going to be part of the occasion at the ceremony where the bride and the bridegroom are to be married. That is after the bride has been taken from the earth. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58. We as the bride will be changed from mortal to immortality and from a fleshly body into a heavenly body to meet him in the air. They will be present in the ceremony, but they won't be the bride. It's like the scripture, and I'm ending with it. It's like the scripture in John 3, verse 3 and 5. Where Yahushua says to Nicodemus, verily, and he swears, verily I say unto you, you must be born again of water and spirit. You must be immersed. And the first thing that comes to mind, and he asks the question, how do I go back into the womb of my mother and are born? And Yahushua swears again. He says, verily I say unto you, if you are not born, or let me just quote the scripture right. The first scripture says you won't see, John 3 verse 3. Yahushua says, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you won't see the kingdom of Yahweh my Father. So with otherwise you won't enter heaven. The second scripture says in John 3 verse 5, Nicodemus first says, he says, how do I go back in the womb of my mother? Then Yahushua says, verily I say unto you, he swears, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Does that mean you need to be immersed to enter into heaven? And it's the same way when the scripture was formed, when he says, there's no other name given in heaven or earth by which we can be saved, but the name of Yahushua. But what about the people that was immersed in the name of Jesus Christ through the remission of them sins? Acts 2:36-41. Are they going to hell? No. So what happens now? I see, on the end of the day, that they will be part of the ceremony. They will be guests at the marriage. And what happens when he says in John 3 verse 3, you won't see the kingdom of Yahweh if you're not immersed in water and spirit? Verse 5 says you won't enter heaven? No. It's not enter heaven. Enter the honeymoon suite, if I can put it in a layman's term. Enter into the honeymoon suite. Because the guy on the cross, the second one, the right hand one, he wasn't immersed. And Yahushua says to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise is where? In the third heaven. Whether it's the third heaven, or the seventh heaven, heaven is heaven. Are you with me? So this guy on the cross received mercy by just calling upon the name of Yahushua. He was not immersed, but he made heaven. He's going to be part of the guests, like my father and all the others. But he cannot be bride. Because the bride needs to have the bride's, it has to have the dress, the robe. And I'm ending with Galatians 3:26-29. It says, those who's been immersed in the name of Yahushua have put on Yahushua. They put on the wedding garment. There's no Greek nor Jew, no free man nor slave, nor man nor woman. And they all are part of the promises of Abram. Why? Because they've been immersed. They have the wedding garment on. Till next week, if Yahweh tarries to come, if he tarries to come, then we will continue with the study and don't miss it. It's very, very interesting. Till next time. Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.